The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm back with more fishing, hunting in the great outdoors, and we're going to talk about fishing because Lee's on the line. But right now, we're going to talk about to Bob in Parkville. Good morning, Bob. How's that thing with you? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Just calling in, see how everything's going. I finally got a copy of your Maryland Loves Crabs.
Oh, good. Okay.
Conrad's up here on Joppa Road.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I tell you, I was really amazed at the details you have in that on the fishing rigs for the blue cats.
That's Tim Sherman wrote that article, yeah.
Yeah, all the information on crabbing licenses, I didn't realize. I got a brother and a sister, or two brothers and a sister, both have property on water, and I always thought you had the crab pot attached to the pier. And according to that information on there, it has to be within 100 yards of your property. It could be freestanding with a float on it, which are with that RID number on the...
Yep, DNR ID number, yep.
Yeah, but like I say, it's just float on information. I even saw a picture of that needlefish on the thing beneath the surface of the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, that was Rudy's article, yeah.
I caught three of those needlefish about 15 years ago while fishing for shad down at Deer Creek.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only time I ever caught them, and they were big.
The ones how big? Tell me how big.
They had to be at least 18, 20 inches long. I got
right.
pictures of them, and they hit the little pony I had.
No kidding.
I do a little tiny silver pony or a spoon.
Yep.
And then at the end, either a shad dart or a 1/8 ounce lead head with a chartreuse, what do you call it?
Twister.
Grub on it.
Yeah, grub. Yeah, that's great, man. Listen,
yeah.
I caught one of those needlefish, only they call it a houndfish, I guess, when it gets big enough. This thing was close to 3 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah, and... Dr. Jim Guilford and my stepson and I and a couple of outdoor writers were on a charter trip. I think we were on the Potomac and got to see a sea turtle while we were out there. And we caught a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And Guilford fell asleep and his fishing rod was in the rod holder. I said, Jim, your rod's, you got a bite. I said, okay. So I pulled a thing in, and Jim took some gorgeous color photos of it. I don't know where it is. They are the most beautiful fish. Their fins are a emerald green, when they light up. They're beautiful, beautiful fish. And this thing was a beast. I mean, a big, long beak on it, lots of...
I saw that beak, and it reminded me of a new pike's teeth.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was very careful when I got that tiny
sure.
spoon in its mouth.
Yeah, that's the only one I ever caught. That's the only one I've ever seen,
like I say,
actually.
That particular day, I caught three of them.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, like I say, I think we did okay on the shad back then, too. I think they were still doing pretty good at Deer Creek if you hit good day. We used to, back in the day, we'd get like anywhere from 30 to 60 of them.
That was a day. That was the first day I ever fished for hickory shad with Uncle Dale from Easton here, and he knew Deer Creek. He and his dad used to fish Deer Creek, and fished with a fly rod. And he waded out to a certain spot, and
mm-hmm.
he coached me and schooled me on shad. but I, on hickory shad. But I held my own. I mean, we probably caught 40 or 50.
Yeah.
And if you go on the website, the DNR website, and you see two guys wading in the water, that was a picture. I don't know who took it. I don't know if I took it. Somebody took it and submitted it to DNR, and there's Dale and I out in the middle of Deer Creek wading. It's still on the DNR website. That's probably 20 years ago.
Yeah. What the same? I'm not sure if it's the same day or is that. I know it was that same year. I was done, and we were driving away from Deer Creek up towards Deer Creek, so I was going to do the dam for a little bit.
Right.
And I never saw this before either. I've always seen that, a few crane in the water. Alan, I swear, it was at least 15, 20 crane all gathered in maybe a 50-yard section just waiting for the shad to come up.
You mean great blue herring?
Yeah, I'm sorry, crane.
No, that's all right.
Great blue herring, yes.
Yeah.
The blue herring. I've never seen that many in one spot like that, together.
Yeah, the GBH.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Wonderful.
Yeah, and all, the last thing I wanted to mention to you, well, actually two quick things. The one is I used to fish Chester River out of Queenstown, every week for a long time. And I actually caught a nice male blue crab with one claw, solid white.
Oh, cool. Did you take pictures?
Yep, I got it. I'll send it to you.
Send it to me for the next Maryland Loves Crabs. We love those weird ones.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I was so, wow, I never see a white claw. One claw only, not two.
That's cool.
Just
very
one.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the last thing was, what's your favorite bass, not smallmouth, largemouth bass lure?
My favorite largemouth bass lure.
One that you normally catch the most bass on. Well, usually your favorite is the one you use the most anyway.
Yeah, that would be a believe it or not, not a big lure, but a number 9 gold Rapala fished on the surface.
Okay. I thought sure it would have been the tubes. I know you like tubes too.
No, you said not smallmouth.
Right.
You said largemouth, so that's
my largemouth on tubes.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Rapala has always been my go-to, especially in the summertime, when they're hitting top. I love top water. I just absolutely
Top water is just fantastic when they hit it.
Yep.
Especially if you got a long cast.
Yep.
And they hit it within, two or three pulls.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I always like to make it look like a wounded minnow. You throw it out let the ripples go away, and then you twitch it, pop it, and it goes, dives under and pops back up. And they come up. And they'll come up and tail slap it too. They'll dive above it or they'll slap it with their tail to try and kill it.
Right.
And you always strike and the lure comes sailing back at you. all you would have caught was air because they're not there. They're not eating it. They're just smacking it. So
yep.
All fun, man. All fun. So yep.
Good times on the water for sure.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah, I heard you mention one of the prizes on that bass package is what's it called?
Chatterbait,
yeah.
Yeah.
I caught, believe it or not, this year I got a decent, not huge, largemouth on a white with a teaser.
Yeah.
But I also caught, which surprised the heck out of me, a crappie on it, a white
no
crappie.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, about 11 inches.
Yeah. That's a good snakehead bait, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's tremendous bait.
That'd be an expensive bait to lose, though.
Yeah, you don't want to lose. Yeah. Well, they all are, right now. That's like a box of TSS turkey shells.
Oh, yeah.
$10, $20 a shot. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. A lot of bucks there.
That's true. So. All right. Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call.
Okay, yeah.
Great conversation.
I just really, really enjoyed the Maryland Loves Crabs.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. It's available online, everybody, mdlovescrabs.com.
Like I said, the details in that magazine, all the references to websites and everything, is just so much information in there. I mean, I'm going to save it, but you could reread that a couple times a year and get something, pick up something new on it.
Yep, no question. Well,
all the work you do on them, you know, I've yet to get the one for hunting, but now I know where to go, and I'm going to be sure
to get
that.
That's one spot.
I know it's on a website, but I like the paper and the hand to look at.
Well, where do you live?
Parkville.
Oh, Park. Okay.
I went to
Autumn Sky Outfitters, Bel Air Gun Shop. They're all right up there near you.
Yeah. Yep.
So they got them all the time.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Bel Air Gun Shop. I hear it a lot about. Good about that.
They're good people.
I belong to a hunting club up in Pennsylvania, Hopewell Fish and Game.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. Lancaster County.
Mm-hmm. Teach hunter safety up there.
Oh, good.
And. I guess I don't go to a lot of the shops because I do my shooting up there and so forth.
I got you.
All righty. Well, good talking to you.
And nice talking to you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Good luck to you. All right. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I hear you guys talking about needlefish in Susquehanna myself. I was striper fishing with a small chrome creek chub popper,
copper creek chub popper.
Yeah,
creek chub
it
popper.
It was chrome plated.
Okay,
but and caught needlefish on that.
No kidding.
They were maybe 18-20 inches, but they would come up and whack them. The hardest thing was getting the hook out of there. they're chainsaw of a mouth, you know.
They are toothy. Yeah, I'm going to try and find that houndfish picture somewhere. I have no idea, huh?
In the sun, they're beautiful, iridescent. You know, every color you can imagine.
Yep.
You know, it's just a rainbow of a.
They are beautiful.
They're a gorgeous fish.
Yes, indeed.
But I sent you a couple of pics of the kids. Obviously, you were talking about your bucket list, Alan.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that Snakehead is on hook and line. Probably bow hunting is a little easier method to get one. Hook and line's more of the challenge, you know.
Sure.
They're extremely, extremely hard to tease on a lure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my son and his friend, they only caught the, or they hooked other fish, but they only landed those two.
Wow.
And a pretty long day of fishing on the eastern shore, but they're, The fish are, and Eddie and his buddies are all pretty convinced these things are getting educated to all the different types of lures and stuff, because these guys are always throwing, they catch most of them on frogs, but they're using a lot of unusual colors and stuff he says the standard stuff just doesn't seem to work.
Doesn't work
anymore. You know, they'll come up and look and blah, 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 but the actually tease and then fighting is not an easy task.
How about that?
Eddie's got a method of doing like a walk the dog with the frogs that it's, I don't know how he does it.
I think
he doesn't use a leader and he ties directly to his braid, and that gives that less of a drag in the water and creates that walk.
I see.
The lure. Pretty interesting watching them fish it.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
But the striper bite in the upper bay pulls, I can almost say from Hart Miller up.
Yeah.
Is when you can get out on a day that the wind is in howling.
Oh, man, yeah, I know.
Alan, it's off the charts. I mean, all my commercial buddies are doing really well. And I got to fish with a couple other commercial guys yesterday on the same boat. And when you get three or four guys, you know, in a boat that know what they're doing and know where to go, these guys, they've cherry picked. These guys got some spots that I've never even fished before.
Right.
And I'm surprised they didn't blindfold me.
Yeah, they'll see you out there tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's not my favorite way of fishing. Is we're using the eels.
Yeah.
And yes, we were using, because commercial, we can use the J hooks.
That's right.
And I'll tell you another thing, Alan. Even with the J hooks, myself, I had one gut hooked out of probably about 50, 60 fish. I had one that, the eel was down its gullet.
I get it.
All the other ones, ones were in the lip.
Well, here's the other thing, Lee. You have fished for so long. I mean, you know how to fish. You know how to set the hook on a fish. You're not out there live lining and let that fish run, for 15 minutes with that fish and swallow it. You know,
what you're saying, Alan.
You know, you've got the know-how how to handle that situation with the fish. So.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not fishing with a lot of other. Other than family and these handful of friends doing it. To say the least, there's a lot of fish around. These guys are in love with electronics.
Oh wow!
They don't fish until they find a fish, but that they know where to go to find a fish.
Yeah.
And we saw there's another. And they keep in touch with their other commercial guys, and it was fun watching a boy. He was using Sting Silver and jigging them.
Wow!
You get such a frenzy. I truly believe you get such a frenzy going with the eels and the bait and whatnot. You can start catching them on lures.
Right.
Unfortunately, I just bought my rigs for fishing eels, but I've seen it at the Ore Pier in Harbor and off of what I call Bethlehem Steel, that big Ore Pier. That's another spot, right? That's getting clobbered, but the more charter boats that are in there dumping the and actually chumming, the more boats you get in there chumming and creating this slick, the more it brings the rockfish in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's really something to see. Because I got on the other side of it one evening and was jigging them off the opposite side of the out tide where the charter boats were on the other, and catching rockfish on the other side after they were, dumping their chum in there and the chum coming through the Ore Pier.
I hear you.
So quite a good bite. Plenty of fish around. Healthy fish.
Good.
And the good thing I didn't see zero floaters.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I am fishing during the week, but it was nice to run around and not see any dead fish or anything. So that's telling you the anglers are being conscious that are going catch and release. That
they're starting to figure it out. Yeah,
doing it right.
Yeah, good. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate the call, Lee. Thank you so much, and you have a great week and a great Independence Day. Of course, next week we'll be on the air on Independence Day. So,
okay, Alan.
All right.
Plan.
All right. Talk to you, buddy. Thanks. Bye bye. There goes Lee. All right, Aaron. We have another caller on the line, right?
Yes, we do. We actually have two callers on the line, but they're ready to hold on until after the commercial break.
I appreciate that. I greatly do. Thanks, guys. Listen, we'll talk about backyard billies, and we'll give them their fair shot here to talk about their beautiful outdoor furniture and all the outdoor accessories they have. It's called Backyard Billies. Bill is a great guy, very friendly guy, very knowledgeable, extremely knowledgeable. And, he's just got a lot of stuff. And in Backyard Billy's backyard, you've got storage sheds. You've got, for your backyard, greenhouses for your backyard, chicken coops, dog kennels, pergolas, gazebos for your backyard, gym sets for your kids' backyard, tiki bars, all that big stuff with free delivery and setup within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Then they've got all the backyard furniture, the picnic tables, the chairs, the Adirondack chairs for your backyard or for your deck or for your patio. You know, they've got the inside stuff, too, for your beach home. Beautiful furniture. Beautiful furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. If you got a beach house, you got to go to Backyard Billy's. On the other side is the heat section, the Hearth America part. That's where the fireplace inserts are. That's where the freestanding wooden pellet stoves are. That's where the barbecue grills are. The Big Green Egg is their featured attraction. And everything that goes with it, every accessory, the cookbooks, the charcoal, the season, everything, Big Green Egg, right there at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Fire pits, unbelievable amount of fire pits and fire rings for your party outside and your bonfire, if you like. Tables and chairs, I mentioned. So it's worth your effort to take a look at Backyard Billy's. Backyardbillies.com is a website. The phone number is 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, right off Route 50 there, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If you're coming from the bridge, you just take 50, hit off 44B, make the first right onto Drummer Drive, and you're right there. You're going to kind of go past them and then go back to them. If you're coming from the eastern area or down that way, just take Route 18 right up to Evans Avenue, turn right and left onto Drummer. So you'll enjoy your trip. It's a day trip. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's or Backyard Billy's, and you will enjoy both. All right, Spurry's Tire Service. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton. We've become kind of buddies with Mike, you know, but Brent is the one that's the hands-on guy at the shop. Morning, Brent. Happy 4th. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. If you see Brent in there today, tell him I said hi. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires is their top-notch sellers, that's for sure. But they have all the other brands, too. They do. For any particular car, any particular truck, your truck, they have the tires. And don't forget that great financing from the folks at Bridgestone. You can pay for your tires over time, your Bridgestone, your Firestone tires over time. Why not? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors, farm tractors. If you own any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurry's has the tires. They probably put more trailer tires on more trailers than anybody on the East Coast because they have them in stock. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot if you need it. Full-time, full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Very fair. Their prices are good. Spurry's Farm Service team will come out to the farm and take care of all your farm equipment, tires, and so forth. The 24-hour truck service, all that and more has kept Spurry's customers. That list keeps growing, and they've taken care of my family and me, and we've been very satisfied for well over 30 years. And if you see Mike around, Mike Spurry, in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio show. Tell them you heard it from me. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurrystire.com. I said that phone number kind of fast because you don't need an appointment for your tires, but if you want to make one, 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay, there are the horns. That means we are a little bit pressed for time. But who do we have on the line there, Aaron? Who do we got? Okay, Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I woke up on the wrong side of the bay this morning.
You did? Don't tell me you're across the bridge with the rest of those chicken neckers.
Oh, my golly. I'm up in Westminster doing some chores, but, yeah, I'm a little homesick already.
I hear you. Well, Westminster's a nice place.
I agree. It's just not enough water. But anyway.
No, well, I mean, you're right down the street from Liberty and Piney Run, so, but not enough water. I mean, living in Whitman, you're used to seeing water when you wake up in the morning, so, you know, I get that.
Exactly. All right. Yeah. Well, I can't let that last picture you sent me without you describing to your listeners what that deer was telling you.
So I've got a deer on camera. He's been there all season, but we're watching him grow, and he's right now 6x4. Okay, I think I did explain that to the listeners, but when he took one daylight picture, the last daylight picture, he's got his back to the camera, his butt to the camera. He's got his tail flipped up. He's got his head to the side, and his tongue is sticking out. Now, I think the tongue is sticking out because he's tasting the salt in the mineral lick, but it is quite a picture. And I call it, Captain Hook with an attitude. And I think he pretty much exhibits that, doesn't he, Joe?
Yeah, he certainly does. Where he's telling you, na-na-na-na.
Yeah. He's saying that, that's for sure. Yeah.
So, I just wanted to get in your contest here this morning. But I'm just curious. I've been listening to a lot of chatter last week. The crabbers, I mean, boy. The crab report sounded like it was going to be pretty good, but everybody's still only coming in with like two baskets, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
It really seems off.
Well, you know, I talked to a guy yesterday that has a roadside shop over there in Edgewater. I said, "How are the crabs?" Yeah, pretty good, not bad. You know, it's kind of like a that type of thing. Good days and bad days.
Yeah, it was kind of like last month. Everybody was waiting for them to slough one more time. Lots of little crabs.
Yeah.
And then here we go through a slough, and here again, a lot of little crabs.
No, yeah, crab. Exactly.
But, so. Yeah, a lot of them been running up Upper Bay, sleeping on their boats, just trying to do a little better. But
yeah,
peculiar. It's just a strange summer, it seems.
It is, and this coming week is not. It's going to be brutal. I don't know if you looked at the weather or not.
Oh yeah.
Beginning today, 81 thunderstorms, and then nothing but uphill from there. 84 Sunday. This is Easton now. 87 Monday. 89 Tuesday. 93 Wednesday. 100 Thursday, and 100 on Friday. Going to get a little toasty.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, wear your sunscreen, folks, please.
There you go. Yep. All right, Alan. Well, have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed the pictures.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, take care, Joe. See you. Good luck. And our last caller for now before we draw, Aaron. Mike, all the way up in Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Alan, and just continuing our Saturday morning tradition of listening to you and having our coffee.
There you go. And, good.
Well, it's been a long day. You know, it's been 10, 15 years. Daggone it. Time flies, but we got a lot of shooting going on. The Maryland State Shooters Championship events are today and tomorrow, and event down at North Carroll, and PA State shoot was last weekend, and Ohio State is this week.
I thought of you the other day. It was a 1916 single barrel Savage trap gun, I believe.
Yeah,
Bel Air gun range.
Yep, those wonderful Ithacas.
Mm.
Oh my gosh!
It was an Ithaca. It wasn't a Savage. It was an Ithaca. Beautifully engraved.
Yeah.
Beautifully engraved, and price was right as far as I'm concerned. So.
Oh, they are a delight, Alan, and there were grades, unbelievable grades of engraving and they talk a lot about the Parkers, but the Ithacas were the kings.
Really?
Oh my! They are delightful.
Well, tell your buddies there's one at Bel Air Gun Range if he hasn't sold it.
Oh, it won't last long.
Well, I don't know. I think he was putting it on GunBroker, but he might have sold it or he might still have it. I'm not sure which. So.
Yeah. But I wanted to get in on the contest and wish you a. Wish you a nice week. And one of the mamas brought one of her babies out in the yard the other day.
Uh huh.
They're still hiding them. We're not.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yet. Yeah, and I'm still unfortunately seeing them hit on the highway. And you know what? They're not very smart at dusk and in the middle of the night. I've seen plenty of them along the edges, and I mean getting ready to cross, and I've seen plenty of them getting struck on the highways too, and it's just a shame because they're between the fawns, you know, and they're leaving those fawns orphaned. So hopefully they're big enough to be weaned, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're pretty dumb about that, and you're right. They'll have two fawns and one on either side of the road, and you just got to be so careful. We're down along Pennsylvania Route 16.
Oh yeah,
between Emmitsburg and Blue Ridge Summit, and
yeah,
it's just there's deer. You've been up through here a lot of times.
Yeah,
there's just deer land everywhere.
Yeah, there is, unfortunately. So, all right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome, Alan, and we'll be listening to you next week. Thanks,
Mike, and have a good shoot. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye bye. There he goes. All righty. Let's see. I think it's time there. Tim, Tacklebox Tim is on the air. And I think.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm well.
Hey. You like that? You like Captain Hook?
I do. He's going to be impressive once the velvet comes off.
Well, he's got two more months to grow. Two more months to grow. So there he is now. I can't wait to see him in, you know, early September.
He's already flipping you off with the tail, though.
Yeah, he's flipping me off with the tail and the tongue all at the same time. So, yes, indeed.
Last year we had probably a dozen deer roaming through the neighborhood. This year, I am only seeing dropping signs that they're around.
You'll see them.
What deter them from being in the neighborhood?
Nothing, really. I mean, I don't know if you have increased housing over there, if you got people building or any of that kind of stuff. That'll do it temporarily, but they're there. You're just not seeing them right now. The does are with the fawns, and you know, the bucks are starting to gather up into their bachelor groups. We're seeing, you know, a few here and a few there, a few little bachelor groups, 3, 4, 5, and a bunch in all bucks. Same way with the does. Does and fawns are together. So it's typical. It's actually early. It's still June. You know, it's still June. So
right.
those gangs get together July, August, and you'll start seeing them again. Don't worry. Because the does are preoccupied with the fawns. They really are.
We had the one drop of fawn by our garden last year, and that was a pretty good nature-wise thing to see. That was tremendous, just to watch that fawn go from cuddled up next to the garden to within hours grazing in the backyard with mama laying next to a tree.
Yep, no question. They are fascinating. I love them. I love every aspect of their life. You know, I do.
Yeah.
Even though I hunt them and harvest them and understand why we have to, their nature, their biology, their physiology, their breeding habits, their anything and everything makes it the perfect American-made animal. Perfect for the USA.
Absolutely.
You know, 26 varieties of white-tailed deer, from the little tiny key deer to those big giant Midwest deer that are 300 pounds, and the giant deer in the triangle out there, Illinois, Iowa, enormous whitetails and enormous racks, and you know, and they're just, to me, they're the most fascinating game animal you can have. That's it. So,
agreed.
Anyway. Are you ready to roll, sir?
I am ready to roll.
All right, you roll that magic random number generator, and we will tell you who is the winner, because I've got the list of the numbered list right here.
The number is number 7.
Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That is Randy Fink. Randy Fink. Congratulations, Randy. You are the winner of the Tackle Box Tim High Tide Lures Fishing Tackle Package today. Randy, I think, was a caller today. So I will send you that. I will call him and send you that information unless Randy wants to call in. 410 WCBM 680. Congratulations, Randy. How about that, folks? We got a winner. What's next? On the agenda? What's our package for July?
We have another bass package, Alan. We've got a buzzbait complete with clacker.
Okay.
Two chatter baits and two swim baits, and between now and then, I'll maybe
a bonus.
Yeah, throw in some sort of bonus. We do that from time to time, and I'm looking at the package, and it's looking a little skinny. So.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah, but black buzzbait, a couple of classic color chatter baits, and classic color swim jigs.
Beautiful.
There's times for the chatterbaits, and then when they don't want to see that flash and hear the clicking of the blade against the jig head, it's time to throw the swim jig.
I got you. All right, man. That sounds good. And thank you for your support of the Outdoors and Radio Show and for supplying these packages. And I know you pay for the postage out of your pocket and that type of thing, but,
that's all part of it, Alan. It's getting people out into the world of fishing. I have posted a picture of the package on my page and shared it to the Outdoors and Radio page.
Good. Glad to hear that. Appreciate that. So I haven't been on social media, quite frankly, folks. It's been, it's no excuse. I mean, I could take an hour and do social media every day, but I just choose, for some reason, it's not right now in the game plan for me. Now, I share all the stuff on Bucks, Bears, Stag, not all of it. I mean, I share some of the nice bucks on Bucks, Bears, Stags, but I don't even share that with my own page anymore. So stick with me. One of these days, we'll get it all straightened out, get caught up to date. But, there's Alan Ellis, there's Outdoors and Radio Show, there's Maryland Loves Crab, there's Maryland Hunting Quarterly, blah, blah, blah. I'm on and on we go with social media pages. And so
It's not like you're busy or anything, Alan.
No, hardly.
They can give you a pass.
Yeah. Well, I only worked a half day yesterday, and when I only work a half day, it doesn't really matter which 12 hours I pick. So.
Yeah. That's like when you tell your wife you're going fishing for half a day and she calls you about 6 hours in. And I told you I was going fishing half a day, and half a day is 12 hours.
12 hours. That's right. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't know that? So. All right, buddy. Stay cool this week. Have a great Independence Day, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Alan. Take care.
All right, Tim. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is, well, what do I say? It's the fireplace. Yeah. So they like charcoal. That's why they got big green egg grill smokers. And I don't know. I haven't been there in a couple of weeks. I don't know what is left as far as any of the closeout barbecue grills from Memphis, the stainless steel grills. I don't know what they have left, but they're all on sale, 40% and 50% off of those Memphis grills. Big Green Egg, regular price. And if you need a new, the Big Green Egg's great, 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 great grill smoker for 4th of July. You might want to stop in there and check that out. But what I talk about and what I like to talk about is, because I have personal experience with it, is their gas fireplace inserts and, of course, the pellet, the electric, and the wood fireplace inserts, if you like. But the Enviro and Regency, a lot of models on sale right now, and new models will be coming in shortly. But this thing with the remote control, you set the temperature. It's off right now. The power's off, so it's not doing anything. But should it get chilly in the middle of the night or something like that, which not likely, but should it, I turn it on, set the temperature. Temperature goes up a few degrees in the room, and we're done. I don't have to turn the electric on. I don't have to turn any of that on. Just boom, few hours, gas, couple bucks, and the room is the temperature. I like it. We've got the Enviro EX35, and we heard from a listener who's had one for 30 years, same model. So stop by BackyardBillies.com, or stop by BackyardBillies, they're open 7 days a week. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. You can give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Don't forget, they have a giant selection of freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, if you're coming from the bridge or across the bridge. And make a nice day trip for you today or tomorrow. Why not? You got the directions. And they're on Drummer Drive if you want to put, you know, just put Backyard Billy's in and it'll come up Drummer Drive and you can drive right to it. Hey, if it's heat you want, like I said, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, listen, Clyde Sports Shop, man, if you want it for it, every time a listener says, I went to Clyde Sports Shop, it's either I went there when I was a kid, or what a great place, or they had what I needed, or stopped by for a license, or whatever it is, Clyde's is the quintessential mom-and-pop outdoor store in Baltimore. I mean, fish and tackle, archery, muzzle loaders, firearms, rifles, shotguns, handguns for home protection, for shooting, shotgun shooting sports, Browning Satori, big game hunting, Browning X-Bolt, waterfowl, the A5. It just got anything and everything the outdoorsman could need, want, or imagine, and it's right there. Fish and tackle, giant selection, snakehead frogs, all the hooks, all the terminal tackle, all the ammunition, all the deer stuff. I bought a bottle of scent-free detergent in there the other day. It wasn't even on the shelf, and they said, oh, it's right there on the bottom of the shelf there. I said, okay, great. They had that out this time of year. So you need to stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Crabbing supplies, crab seasoning, and steamers. If you catch a bunch and you don't know what to do with them, stop by, get yourself a 20 or 50 quart aluminum steamer, get a 5-pound bucket of Clyde's seasoning, and steam them up. That's it. You got everything you need to catch them, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Website is ClydesSportsShop.com. And you know what? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now, you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery. Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen feelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey folks, there's the music. That means we've come to the end of the show and the end of the month. So next week, join us for a new fish and tackle package and join us for the 4th of July right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Start out your 4th right here. Right now, it's faith, family, friends, and your freedom. Let's celebrate our freedom. Let's live in it. Let's absorb it. Let's just share it with everybody. We have the freedom to sit here on the radio and talk about anything we want to talk about and keep it fun and free and rocking and rolling. Love your Lord, love your family, hold your friends close, and enjoy your freedom and protect it. See you next week.